rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Episode 1687 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Aubin, the big game hunter, and I'm back from vacation. Yay! Last time I'm going to say that. I had a show yesterday. I hope you enjoyed. I'm back 7 days a week now, 365. Occasional break, you know, but nothing like I did these last couple of weeks. And today's show is one. How do you respond to a recruiter when you're not interested but want to build a relationship? Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And by the way, did you know that I have an app for Fire TV? You can download the Job Search TV app, Job Search TV, for Fire TV. You can watch my content on BingeNetworks.tv. That's an app that covers Roku, Apple TV, about 90 video platforms, Samsung, Sony, whole host of TVs you can see it on. And I just got a message. I'm now going to be appearing on another app, Zingo TV. Have no idea what that one's like, but they wanted to pick up my stuff, and who am I to argue? So lots of different places to watch me, lots of great material to listen to, and now, you know what we're going to do? Let's get going, okay? I received a question from someone I thought was terrific. It reads, excuse me, I am going to read it. If you're not looking for a job at this time, how should you respond to recruiters to build a relationship in the future that may be helpful? So here's the short version. Number one is, of course, you're not rude or abusive, even if they are, when you say no. Start off with the premise of listening to what they have to say. You may not be looking, but the person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest or work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunities. Sometimes they are internal to their organization. Most of the time they're external. They're external because firms and their managers take people for granted. They start to mentally silo people into specific roles. So what you do is, and when they say, is this a good time to speak? You say, yes, I'm not looking right now, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. Now, they're going to mentally start wagging their tail in excitement, thinking as though they can talk you into the job. No, I'm not suggesting that you allow them to talk you into the job. What I'm encouraging you to do is just listen to the idea that they have. Just listen to the role. If it makes sense, great. If it doesn't make sense, you respond by saying, this isn't right for me right now. And you may give them one or two explanations for it. And then conclude by saying, what I'd like to do is stay in contact with you. Maybe the best way to do that is through LinkedIn. Can I get the URL to your LinkedIn profile? I'll send a connection request to you. Let's stay in touch. Now, the idea behind this is, I know you're not going to put in a lot of effort into this, but you know, they may. And they may actually have something better the next time. Don't expect calls every week. Seriously. But you know, if something in your circumstances change, you drop them a note through LinkedIn. You say, hey, just want to bring up the date, got a promotion, you know, change jobs, whatever it is. You know, you give them something relevant to what you think they would care about. They don't want to, unless you've developed a good relationship, they don't want to hear about the baby that you just had. They don't want to hear about nonsense. Recruiters tend to be transactional. They want to develop a relationship on the one hand, and on the other hand, what they care about is getting paid. Now, I'm speaking about contingency recruiters. I'm not talking about executive recruiters. Executive recruiters who work on a retained basis, they tend to be a little less transactional. But ultimately, they don't have time to waste. No recruiter does, because ultimately they're compensated for their success. So don't expect that they're going to luxuriate in listening to your conversation about, I don't know, the Yankees, the Eagles, whomever, you know, some sports team that you're fascinated by. They don't care. Instead, just bring them updates on what you're doing, like if you get a promotion, if your role changes. Yes, you'll update on your LinkedIn profile, of course, but you drop them a quick note and let them know, kind of like you're talking to an aunt. So kind of like you're talking to the uncle that you talk to, you know, every year or two.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, I have more than 7,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. While there, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, you can schedule a session, either a discovery call or a coaching session with me, by using the button on the homepage that says schedule. You'll see a number of different options. If you just want to have a quick chat to see if coaching makes sense, use the discovery call option. If you want the best of my advice with an emphasis on interviewing, go to jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take a lifetime membership at the site, basically what I do is I give you the money back in the form of 1 hour of coaching with me that you can use as 2 30-minute sessions. Thus, the site becomes free. You can also hire me for a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, trusted advisor services, help with a salary negotiation, and much, much more at my website. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, but on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook, which is called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 members who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so it's a safe place and you won't get harassed. And I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!